Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here, and good afternoon. Today is Monday, December 21st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday. Today, here on Real Country 102.1, The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, deputies with the Polk County Sheriff's Office High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force and members of Homeland Security Investigations Tampa Office and the U.S. Customs and Border Protection developed information that 47-year-old Maria Rocio Gordillo of Lake Wales was involved in the trafficking of methamphetamine. The investigation is a follow-up from the ongoing Operation Meth Death Peddlers investigation, where 44 suspects were arrested and 50 pounds of methamphetamine was seized in 2018 and 2019, culminating in numerous arrests in April of 2019. Gordillo was the live-in spouse of Otanya Valdez Mendoza, one of those arrested for conspiracy to traffic methamphetamine during the operation. He is currently being held on no bond in the Polk County Jail. Detectives took Gordillo into custody and she was booked into the Polk County Jail on December 9th. She is being held on $71,000 bond. She is charged with two counts each of trafficking methamphetamine, possession of a structure or conveyance used to traffic a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Your local events in Hardy County. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce has announced a change of plans for the upcoming gala. They'll now host the 2021 Kentucky Derby Gala on May 1st, 2021 from 5 to 9 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Ladies, wear your biggest hats and gentlemen, wear your bow ties. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table and become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your jobs in Hardy County. Vartech Services is looking for a technology coordinator. A bachelor's degree and driver's license are required. Aaron's is looking for a part-time delivery driver. You must be at least 21 years of age, possess a valid state driver's license, and have a flexible schedule. And Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a gate guard. You must have a high school diploma or GED. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday today here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 68 degrees outside, feels like 69, partly sunny with a simple 1% chance of rain. Air quality is fair, the maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds northwest at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 16 miles an hour. The humidity is 67%, slightly humid. Dew point 56 degrees Fahrenheit. Your cloud cover is 46%. The visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters, make sure to use caution on area lakes. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, cooler with lows in the mid-40s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 70s with north winds around 5 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, clear, lows in the upper 40s with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. University of Florida researchers have designed corn to handle nighttime heat stress that produces increased yields. Corn thrives in hot summer days but needs cool nights to fill kernels, and climate change has made that difficult. AgWeb.com reports the newly engineered corn was planted side by side with non-engineered corn in a university test plot south of Gainesville, and the engineered plants showed a 40% yield advantage over the non-engineered varieties. The USDA and NASA have signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at strengthening their long-standing partnership on space-based assets benefiting life on Earth. The agreement brings together NASA's experience with technology development and space-borne Earth science measurements and USDA's scientific experience and knowledge of ag production, resource conservation, and food security and safety. USDA and NASA will explore research gaps of importance to the ag industry. American blueberry growers have established the American Blueberry Growers Alliance, a new coalition seeking relief from rising imports harming their businesses. According to MorningAgClips.com, the alliance will provide information and support to an International Trade Commission investigation into the serious harm caused by imports of fresh, chilled, and frozen blueberries. Blueberry imports rose by more than 60% between 2015 and 2019. The alliance warns the imports also exposes American consumers to foreign products with poor food safety protocols.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Damages from Hurricane Sally will have lasting impacts on the South Alabama pecan crop. The storm not only decimated the crop in some areas, but also toppled trees, says Brian Wilkins, a research associate with the Department of Horticulture at Auburn University.
I know of one guy, 25 acres. I think he's got two trees left standing. I got another grower of heath. Farms around 100 to 120 acres. He's lost half of it. We know he lost 600 trees all told. One 20-acre orchard, the front 5 acres, you know, when we went over and looked at it, you know, it didn't look too bad, you know, trees down. We got to the back 15, and I counted 6 trees left standing. And then, you know, I got another grower up toward Loxley. They had, I forgot how many acres of almost 100-year-old Stewarts, and over 120 of them went on the ground.
Wilkins says this all happened during what was supposed to be a great year for pecans.
For us, this was the best crop of pecans that we had had in years. And some guys say it was the best one they'd seen in 20 years or better. We figured here in Mobile and Baldwin counties, we had probably 3.5 million pounds of pecans or a little better.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. COVID concerns weighing heavily on Wall Street this first trading day of Christmas week. The key averages opening sharply lower as the UK struggles to contain the spread of a new strain of the coronavirus. Congress set to act on a $900 billion pandemic relief bill, finally delivering long-sought cash to businesses and individuals. The package provides $300 weekly jobless benefits, $600 stimulus checks for most Americans, and a new round of government subsidies for hard-hit businesses. McDonald's in China introducing a sandwich made of Spam topped with crushed Oreo cookies. An attention-grabbing move, global brands from restaurants to automakers roll out offbeat products to appeal to Chinese tastes in the populous and competitive marketplace. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with Sunday's NFL action and the Chiefs, who knocked off the Saints in a battle of division leaders.
The Kansas City Chiefs took a big step towards earning the top seed and a first-round bye in the AFC playoffs, while the New Orleans Saints failed to do the same in the NFC as the Chiefs hung on to beat the Saints 32-29. Patrick Mahomes threw 3 touchdown passes for KC, one each to Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Mecole Hardman, as the Chiefs and their star quarterback won their 9th straight game. Drew Brees also threw 3 TD passes in his first start for New Orleans after missing 3 games with broken ribs. The Saints lost their 2nd consecutive game after their own 9-game winning streak. I'm Tom Merriam.
Elsewhere yesterday, it was the Ravens over Jacksonville 40-14, Bears 33, Vikings 27. The Cowboys got by the Niners 41-33, while the Colts beat Houston 27-20. It was Miami 22 and the Patriots 12. This is SRN Sports. More NFL finals for you. Seattle 20, Washington 15. It was the Buccaneers over the Falcons 31-27. Tennessee beat the Lions 46-25. Arizona 33, Eagles 26. The Jets get their first win, a 23-20 shocker over the Rams. Cleveland 20 and the Giants 6. Monday Night Football, the Steelers are in Cincinnati. AP Top 25 college basketball yesterday. Northwestern pulled off the upset over number 4 Michigan State 79-65. Number 6 Houston over Alcorn State 88-55. Number 9 Creighton beat UConn 76-74. Number 11 Texas over Oklahoma State 77-74. Number 19 Rutgers beat 13th ranked Illinois 91-88. College football news, they picked the Final Four, as you might expect. It's Alabama and Clemson, Notre Dame and Ohio State. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, when you're right, no one remembers, and when you're wrong, no one forgets. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.